Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop on WAMC. I'm Ray Graff. We've ascertained that it is, in fact, Wednesday. So that's put to bed. We are on a Wednesday edition of the show. Hey, now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. London, Paris, Rome, Sydney, Antarctica. The world is a big place full of adventure just waiting for you. Whether you're a seasoned world traveler or you're venturing out for the first time, there's a bit of planning that has to be done before you leave home. Some folks do it all by themselves, and that's fine. Some go to travel agents. Well, we happen to have a travel expert in the studio with us today. Amy Gerling, a.k.a. The Travel Girl, has been in the travel business for close to 29 years. She's in the business of helping clients create memorable trips around the globe with East Greenbush Travel here in the Capital Region. She's been on over 35 cruises and was a frequent travel expert on the station formerly known as Capital News 9 in the early 2000s. You know, I asked her early on, I said, are you nervous? I didn't realize she was a TV expert. Amy, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Ray. Great to be here.
The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. If you're planning a trip and you have a question or you want to share a story about a great trip or a lousy trip, love to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. You can also post your comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org/voxpop. You could comment below our wall post on Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. You can email voxpop@wamc.org. But by all means, call. We'd love it. 1-800-348-2551. You've been on 35 cruises, Amy?
Yes.
That's a lot of cruises.
I love cruising.
All right. Now, you're talking to somebody who has never been on a cruise. Joe Donahue, the roundtable host and big presence around here, he's been on a lot of cruises, and he has good stories and bad stories. I have never been on a cruise. Frankly, I was always put off by the idea of getting into dress clothes and sitting down at assigned seats at dinner with people you don't know, and the whole thing seemed rather old school to me, but it's changed, hasn't it?
Correct. There are so many options to do cruises these days. Actually, one of my favorite cruise lines is Norwegian Cruise Line. Mm. And they are all freestyle.
Okay, now what is exactly freestyle?
That means if you want to eat at midnight, there'll be a place for you to eat.
Oh, neat.
You don't need to get dressed up. It's all freestyle.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? In other words, there must be something kind of cool in an old-timey way about dressing up for dinner on a cruise. And do some people still like that?
People still do it. There'll be people in, you know, formal gowns, tuxedos. But most people, you know, just want to have on a pair of capris or, you know, a pair of khakis and a short-sleeve shirt, and you're fine. No ties, stuff, you know. You're fine.
So what is the best cruise you've ever been on, and what's the worst cruise, without naming company names, that you've ever been on?
One of my favorite cruises was we cruised Tahiti.
Ooh, that must be a long cruise. Now, where did you leave? Where did you embark from?
Well, we flew directly. It was at the time that Air Tahiti Nui flew nonstop JFK to Papeete, and then we stayed a couple days in Tahiti, and then we got on the cruise ship, and we sailed around all the islands for 10 days.
Ooh,
it was wonderful.
That sounds like a good one. Yes. What's the worst one? There has to be at least one that was a downer.
Well, it was before I was even in the travel business. When I went on my first cruise, it was on the Norway, which used to be the SS France, and the weather was terrible. The ship was, at the time, it was the largest ship afloat, and it was rocking and rolling. You couldn't even walk down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had to hold on to even walk. It was that bad.
So really, just the weather has the only been the only thing that's caused any trouble for you. Now, the boats are bigger now.
They're huge.
And so those who might have gone out deep sea fishing and had some issues with seasickness wouldn't have a problem?
Nothing, nothing at all like that. You feel like you're, some of the ships are so big that you don't even realize you're on a ship. They have these huge atriums that look like city streets with all the restaurants and shops, and you don't even know you're on a ship.
I suppose you could just go to a city street then.
No.
No, you have the ocean outside. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Amy Girling is our guest, the travel girl from East Greenbush Travel. We're talking a bit about cruises, but all sorts of stuff going on. You know, cruises get a bad rap at times, and there have been some horror stories. And so how do you deal with a customer who comes in and says, cruise would be nice, but, you know, I've heard of people getting sick and running aground and everything else. What do you do?
Well, there are some cruise lines that I personally will not sell because of different experiences that they've run into past number of years.
And there's some of the big ones?
Yeah.
Okay. We won't name names here. Our legal department says not to.
Name a name.
Fair enough.
But I won't sell a cruise that if there's been a problem.
So you have to be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. We go to Steve in Great Barrington. Steve, you're on.
Hi. So my question is about airline pricing. We all know the case where you can two people can be sitting on the same plane next to each other and pay two completely different prices. I wonder if you have any recommendations on how to game the system, or if you even understand how the airlines set up their pricing system so that we can get the best deals possible.
Okay.
Well, actually, I wish I knew how the airlines decided their pricing. You just don't know. You're just taking a chance. I've made reservations for people, and they give you 24 hours to purchase it. Within 24 hours, the price changed. And most of the time, the price usually goes up more. Mm. So I don't know how they determine it. I have no idea.
Okay. Have you found any procedures, booking your flight 4 weeks in advance, 8 weeks in advance, any times of the week, weekdays, weekends that are helpful?
Well, I've heard that if you book your flight on a Tuesday, that's a lot of times when the airlines will change their pricing. I've heard that. I personally like to not just book an airline ticket. I would prefer to book it like as a package. If you need a hotel or if you need a car rental, a lot of times I can get you a better deal by booking that way, because a lot of the tour companies I use, they have bulk air, which is a savings.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you very much for the call. Regarding airlines and flying, I've had other travel agents on the program. Post 9/11, did you have a terrible time getting through in your business? I mean, did it fall down to nothing?
Yes. Total. It went. I had people stuck all over the world.
But not just those who were stuck all over the world, but once the dust settled, the figurative dust settled, and people were back to their more or less normal lives, was there a real drop in travel for
oh, absolutely.
The business?
Absolutely. People were afraid. They were afraid.
Is it back? Is everybody back and cool with travel again, even with the TSA nightmares that I hear about pat-downs and X-ray machines and everything else?
It's definitely back. It's definitely back. I can just tell based on my business how people are going again.
And that's a good thing, because you had a double whammy. You had the fears from post 9/11, and then you had a heck of a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to see, as a barometer of the economy in general, travel business coming back and people
definitely
going definitely where they want to go. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Amy Gerling is our guest, and we'll be back on Vox Pop right after we take a short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Foresight Land Services. For over 45 years, offering civil engineering, land surveying, planning, and environmental permitting to private and municipal clients in the Berkshires and Eastern New York. ForesightLand.com. Rhinebeck Artist Shops, Rhinebeck and New Paltz, providing professional picture framing, fine art materials for students, professionals, and the public. The Atwater Art Gallery upstairs in Rhinebeck. RhinebeckArt.com. Third Eye Associates Limited, life planning, transition planning, and wealth management, registered investment advisors with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York, thirdeyeassociates.com. The City of Albany, presenting the 13th Annual Riverfront Jazz Festival this Saturday from 1 to 9, featuring live jazz musicians at Jennings Landing and a fireworks show over the Hudson River, albanyevents.org. And New York Pain Management, Doctors Charles Gordon and Quentin Fung, offering management of chronic pain and spine care in a private office setting in Clifton Park and Glens Falls, 518-371-0777.
Vox Pop on WAMC, 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We talked travel today with Amy Gerling of East Green Bush Travel, and you came in, you had bulletins in your hand. What did you bring with you?
Well, I just said, well, I'm coming to talk travel. Why don't I just go to the State Department to see the warnings?
Okay, now do you check this daily or weekly, or do you get bulletins in your email box?
I usually get a lot of emails.
So what would this bulletin say?
Well, it has either travel warnings or travel alerts. And I figure I'll pull it up today, see what it says. So today, the last date on it was from the 29th, which was just last week, saying that there's a warning for Ukraine. Travel warning.
Would be obvious.
So that's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
now, what does a travel warning mean? That means you're not allowed to go, or you go at your own peril?
You should really think about going to that country.
Okay.
You know, based on, you know, it's if there's a government warning over there or if it's unstable, crime, violence.
And some pretty much stay on that list, right? There are areas of Mexico you probably don't want to go to.
Correct.
And so that's on there every time you check the bulletin.
Yeah.
So I would imagine Ebola is an issue for travel in parts of Africa.
Right. Only West Africa. Africa's huge.
Right.
People don't realize how big Africa is.
And do you do a lot of business as far as the travel packages to Africa?
Not too many. I mean, I have sold, you know, a few safaris, you know, over the years, but it's not a very, you know, it's not where most people travel to.
Right. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Bearsville. Jim, you're on. Thanks for waiting.
Thanks. I'm thinking about traveling to Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, been places friends have mentioned. I have no idea how to plan a trip like that as opposed to a trip to Western Europe or even Eastern Europe, which I know how to do much better. Can you give any suggestions about how to go about planning a trip to those countries?
Well, depending, do you want like an escorted tour, or do you?
Well,
wanna...
that's one of the questions. Does one need an escorted tour, or can one do it on one's own?
Great question.
I would probably do an escorted tour, as opposed to, you know, trying to navigate on your own.
Yeah.
Because
Because?
Well, for an escorted tour, there'll be someone on your side all the way that will take you to the different hot spots of the areas, and you'll know where you'll be staying, different hotels, and then with food, you know, they'll point you in the right directions. Most of the times, food is included with escorted tours. So I would highly recommend using an escorted tour.
And can one do it without an escorted tour? And what are the obstacles to doing it without an escorted tour?
Well, you can do the investigation, you know, Google, you know, Vietnam and, you know, the hot spots, where to stay, and kind of map it out and then do transportation between the different areas that you want to see. But you're on your own. I would definitely suggest, at least if it's not totally escorted, then there are some tour companies that do like a partial hosted kind of trip. I would do it that way.
All right.
And how do I find good escort companies?
Well, you can call me. That's what I do.
Call a travel agent. Jim, thanks a lot. Let's go over to Chris in Albany. Chris.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a technical question I'm not sure you can answer. I'm actually traveling in the next week or so to Mongolia, and I'm transferring planes in Beijing. And I've Googled and looked at blogs, and I can't seem to get the answer to, when I land in Beijing for my transfer, do I need to collect my bags and go through customs? And I'm getting sort of both answers. Do you happen to know the answer to that question? Do I have to get my bag, go through customs to transfer on another flight?
I would say probably.
I'm not staying in China.
Right, I realize that.
Okay.
Is your flight all, like, when you bought it, was it like a through flight?
It's a through flight, but it's two different airlines. So it's United and then Mongolian Air. So it's just based on the time I have there, I'm trying to figure out if I really have to get my bag, go through customs. And you're thinking I do.
I think you do.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Chris, a safe trip.
Thanks a lot for the call. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop. We talk travel today with Amy Gerling. And let's go to Mortimer in Kingston. Mortimer.
Yes, hi, and thank you for taking my call. Now, listen, I took a cruise, and I never took a cruise before, so I went to my friend Norman.
Oh, no.
He's the cruiseware king in Staten Island.
Okay.
He recommended, because I'm a bald guy, he recommended that I buy a wig, because the ladies on the cruise like a wig.
All right, well, that's great.
Wait a second.
That's a great point, Mortimer. We're going to move on here, but thank you. Let's go to Bruce in Kingston. Bruce, you're on. Mortimer gets in here under different names at times, and oftentimes is amusing. Bruce, you're on.
Yes, Amy, it was interesting listening to your cruise. When you visited Papeete in Tahiti, did you ever get to the Marquesas Islands?
No.
Or that far?
No, that was not part of the cruise, so
is
I have not been there.
Is there a way of getting there now? Because I was there 50 years ago. And the only way of getting there was either on I was on a private sailboat, or the Messagerie Maritime out of Marseille came, maybe three or four times a year, maybe only twice a year. There was no airfield. You couldn't even go from one end of the island to the other unless you walked through the jungle, which I did. But, is there any way of getting there now?
Actually, I don't know. I've never sent anyone there.
Okay, I'd be interested maybe in going to see how much change. I mean, it's a fantastic place. It was very primitive. It's where Herman Melville jumped ship in Tai-Hai Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And Gauguin did not die in Tahiti. He ended up in the village of Atawana on the island of, I forget which name it was, but it was so remote because it's 1,000 miles away from Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
at least maybe, I don't know, 1,000 miles off of Peru. I was even told that the American Sixth Fleet in World War II hid in Taihai Bay, and the Japanese never found them there.
Well, Amy, what would be a good way, a good jumping off point for Bruce to find out how to get there? What would be a good resource?
Well, he could probably, you know, check with a travel agent, and they would be able to do the investigation for him.
Okay, and how would a travel agent do that investigation?
Well, they would contact their favorite tour operators
mm-hmm.
And go from there.
Okay, let's go to, thank you for the call, Bruce. Let's go to Don in Albany. Don, you're on.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
My wife and I are considering a European river cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We have been on several cruises before, and investigating these river cruises, we found some fairly negative remarks about them. So my question is, have you been on a European river cruise, your experience, and comparison accommodations between a oceanic cruise and the riverboat?
The commercials look great.
I'm sorry?
The commercials look great for these river cruises.
They are so popular now. Within the past few years, they've really become very popular.
Yeah.
And more people are doing them. There's only a handful of companies that offer it. And I've sent many people on them. And they come back, they love it.
So,
it's so different. It's
Don,
totally different.
Don, what negative things have you heard?
Excuse me, the accommodations are very small compared to oceanic cruises.
True or
the
not
service
true,
is not, and the service is not quite as comparable.
Should you be expecting the full oceanic cruise experience on a river cruise,
no.
Amy?
No. It's definitely smaller, the accommodations.
Are they comfortable?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there more stops? There must be more stops.
Yeah, because you're on rivers, and you're just going. You know, it stops, and then you just keep on going, and you do a whole lot of more stops than if you were just like on a cruise to the Caribbean.
Well, Don, if you go the next time we do a travel show, let us know how you liked it.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Merle in Argyle. Hiya, Merle. You're up.
All right. We're thinking about having a family reunion in the Great Smokies in October of next year.
Nice.
When should we start thinking about booking rooms and that kind of thing?
Great question.
Well, October of 2015? Well, I would say it's probably too early
now.
The earliest would be, I'd say, like maybe November of this year or even early part of next year when the rates will be out.
Oh, in other words, you're not, in other words, they don't really fill up that fast, that far in advance.
No.
For the Smokies.
No,
you
would be fine.
Huh?
You should be fine if you wait till even like early part of next year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey,
what a great time to go there. Merle, thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Let's go over to Bill in Kinderhook. Bill, you're on Vox Pop.
Hi. I have two questions for Amy. Let me just set the scene for her. My wife booked a trip to St. Petersburg and Moscow. It's scheduled for November.
Okay.
And she's now quite fearful of going, and she also doesn't want to give the Russian economy a boost, considering the circumstances in the Ukraine and otherwise. So the two questions are you still booking travel to Russia? And secondly, she has insurance, by the way. What are her chances of getting this thing resolved and getting out of the trip?
Well, it depends on what kind of insurance you have. Right now... like I said, I printed out the travel warnings and alerts, and it is still showing a travel alert for Russia, meaning that
That's like a legal classification.
That's it. So is that grounds enough to get out of the trip?
Well, it depends on, like I said, who's his insurance through.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I can't give you more information about that because I don't know.
I mean, you know, there are some, you know, travel insurance companies that they have, you know, cancel for any reason.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you had an attorney, you could probably win this one. There's an alert there.
Is there a point in time, though, when, I don't know, when either a company, a travel company or an insurance company makes a decision about this? Is it maybe not soon enough in terms of when the trip is scheduled?
Well, you said you're scheduled to go in November?
Correct.
You know, that's a couple months off. Things can change. I would suggest contacting, you know, the company that you're booked through and see if they'll let you cancel without any kind of penalties. I would check with them.
The other question was, are you, as an agent, still booking for Russia?
I haven't, no.
By choice or just because no one wants to go?
No one wants to go.
All right.
I don't have anyone going to Russia.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Bill, thank you. That's a great question. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Bob in Queensbury. Bob, you're on with Amy Gerling.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, I am. Hope you can hear me okay. Let me know if you can't.
You're good.
We hear you.
Okay. I have a situation. I have to go to a wedding. My son is getting married in Austin, Texas, and basically trying to look ahead to what I should go about as far as finding an airplane, you know, tickets.
When's the wedding?
Actually mid-April next year.
Okay. Well, I mean, the airfare's out for April. You can check to see what it is currently. You know, we can't guarantee the pricing, but you can kind of get an idea of what it is now. And again, you know, a lot of times it's beneficial to book it as a package with either a car rental or a hotel stay.
Well, probably it's going to be a wedding thing, and my other son is coming. Is leaving also to go there.
Just don't recline your seats, Bob. Just don't recline your seats. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Oh, I was just looking to see whether, you know, is there like a certain time before you leave that it'd be best to buy a ticket?
Well, for April, I mean, you could start checking now to see what the airfares are. They just, you know, the airlines just change all the time. They could have a good sale. You just don't know.
So
you
really
don't know. I would start checking and just keep on checking.
Okay, and trip insurance and all that probably.
It's good to have, yes. I highly, highly, highly recommend travel insurance because you just never know.
Okay, yeah, I was just trying to look as far as whether I would be combining it. I hope I'm not going to be there for a week or anything. So, I mean, does it make sense to try to book a hotel package with the airline?
I suggest that, yes.
I see. Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll start looking. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bob. 1-800-348-2551. How about that whole reclining controversy? You got a lot of planes diverted because of this. What is going on? Are people just angry? Are they fatter? Are they taller? Are the planes smaller? What's going on, Amy Gerling?
I know. Just in the past week, there's been three
free
planes.
Yeah, what's up with
that? People, I don't know. People just feel like they can do whatever they want.
Has society crumbled to this extent, or are the planes smaller now? I don't fly very often, so I can't give you any insight.
They're smaller. It's not like it used to be. You're lucky if you get, you know, a drink on a plane these days, and then they nickel and dime you for every little thing.
So it's the plane. It's the airline's fault. It's not a degradation of the human spirit. It is the fault of the airlines, right?
No. I think it's the people, too.
All right.
Definitely the people, too.
All right. We're going to take a break on that very unhappy and somber note. Amy Gerling is here. She's the travel girl with East Greenbush Travel. It's Vox Pop, 1-800-348-2551. Back in a flash.
Support for WAMC comes from Taft Farms Great Barrington, now harvesting pesticide-free vegetables from their 200-acre IPM farm, sweet corn, berries, and 75 varieties of heirloom tomatoes, open daily, taftfarms.com. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting Winslow Homer, The Nature and Rhythm of Life, through January 4th, 2015, arkellmuseum.org. Allardyce Ace Building Supply, providing lumber and building supplies for commercial and home needs with locations in Malta, Saratoga Springs, and Milton, New York, allardyce.com. Ashy Day Spa at Turning Stone Resort, offering an overnight package, including a one-night accommodation and 150-minute service, turningstone.com. And the office of Dr. Vivian Letizia, Woodstock, orthodontic, cosmetic, and general dentistry, featuring laser and digital technologies, woodstockdentist.com.
I like that. It's Henry Mancini, the Peter Gunn soundtrack we're listening to today in the bumper music. It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 1-800-348-2551. Amy Gerling is here. Your shoes are off. You know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. You got to have shoes on here for the show. It's true. Why are your shoes off?
Because I'm sitting cross-legged.
All right, fine. All right, fine. You know what? That's, you know,
I don't want to get your chair dirty.
Oh, well... Given the people who have sat in that chair, I don't think that's a concern. And frankly, I don't think you should have your shoes off for your own safety.
Oh, no.
So anyway, we were talking about flying, and I mentioned to you that I like to take trains. Does anybody take a train travel package these days around the U.S.?
Trains are great. Trains are great. Actually, you sound like my husband.
He doesn't like to fly either?
No, he likes to fly.
I'll fly, but I don't like it.
But he... That's one of his bucket lists. He wants to do the train across the country.
It's great. And I did it when I was about 10 years old. Well, only from Chicago. Chicago to state of Washington.
Okay.
So memorable that 40 years later, it's still burned in my memory. It's such a beautiful thing to do. And Canada, that Canada train.
Yeah.
That goes right across.
Via rail. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Let's go back to the phones. David in Middlebury. David with the shoeless Amy Gerling. You're on.
Hello. I'm going to be going to Budapest, Prague, and Vienna. It's three different currencies. I was wondering, do you recommend getting the currencies here or waiting until you get overseas?
I would suggest waiting. And I also would suggest using, like, ATM machines.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just got an ATM card for that reason.
Yeah. That's your best bet for doing the currency.
Is there any, we'll be 3 days in each city. Is there an amount that you could recommend getting? I'm not sure how much you should get for the local currency.
Well, I recommend, like, charging everything, not even using currency.
Ah.
You know, you can get, like, small amounts for, like, you know, like
stuff.
If you want to buy, you know, a coffee or a cocktail someplace.
Right, right.
But I would suggest using your credit card.
Mm.
So that's the credit card is generally accepted for...
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Well, all right. Thanks a lot, David. We appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. We're joined by Amy Gerling of East Greenbush Travel. You guys have a website?
We do.
What is that address?
EastGreenbushTravel.com.
Easy to remember, EastGreenbushTravel.com. Let's go to Ann in Scotia. Ann, you're on.
Thank you. Going back to the currency, that's not why I called,
okay. But
in credit cards, it should be either a MasterCard or a Visa because a lot of places will not accept Discovery, American Express, and so forth. But the reason I called was the discussion on riverboats.
Mm-hmm.
I personally... enjoy very much riverboats. But if you're looking for a floating resort with large accommodations and being waited on and a lot of luxury, you're not going to find that on riverboats. It's a much simpler lifestyle, but I think the advantage of being closer to the land, seeing the landscape, not looking at just water, being closer to the people, many times with a riverboat. I mean, you certainly have time, a definite time that you must be back on the boat by, or they'll be heading off to the next place, and it will be up to you to get there. But you don't have to go back with a group if you're in a town and you have a walking tour, let's say, for an hour, mm-hmm. and you have a couple of hours free. You can kind of do your own thing in that couple of hours and usually just walk back to the riverboat. There's only one seating for meals. I have found the staff incredibly interested in the comfort of the passengers.
Hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
And very friendly.
I mean,
always good morning and just very friendly. Let me think of another advantage to riverboats. It's just a totally different experience. And I did the Inside Passage on a big ship, and that was okay because, except for the first day and the last day, we basically spent several hours in one port. And they were not shopping ports, and they were not lying on the beach types of ports. But interesting to me, things to see, historical things, interesting architecture, museums, and so forth. So I really like riverboats.
All right.
But the accommodations are smaller, but you really have everything that you need.
Hmm. Anne, mm-hmm. thank you very much for
Thanks.
The call. Let's go over to Nancy. Nancy, you're on with Amy Gerling.
Hi.
Hi.
I also want to give a plug for riverboat or river cruises. I've cruised several times in Europe. Rhine River through the canals of Holland mm-hmm. and Moscow to St. Petersburg and the Danube, and then when I was in Egypt on the Nile.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. It's intimate. You get to know the people that you're with. It's not like an ocean cruiser with 3,000 people and only know your people at the table. So there's intermingling, and there's lots of fun, and they bring you the culture of the countries that you're in, and everything was first class. I've never had a bad experience. So if somebody had a bad experience, it's maybe their way. Anyway, they're looking for something to go wrong.
Well, you got a point.
There are people like that.
Yeah. I like the intimacy of it.
Right.
And the food, wonderful food. It's not like you're going to get canned stuff. The food was just as good on the river cruises as it was on the ocean liners. And they do the same thing. They have the captain's dinner and the farewell dinner, and usually the folks that are taking care of you are young people, and they're looking, it's their job because they need income, and they're very accommodating, and they want to leave a good impression on you. They don't want you to think that their country is snobbish. They want you to know that they're there to accommodate you. I had a wonderful, wonderful experience in Russia. So
mm-hmm.
Whoever it was that was kind of leery about going, I don't think I would be. I would go anyway.
Even given the political situation now?
Absolutely.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much. Amy Gerling is our guest. She is the travel girl with East Greenbush Travel and a TV star to boot. Jonathan in East Greenbush. Jonathan, you're on. Jonathan, are you there? Bad connection. We'll give it one more try.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, I'm also from East Greenbush, and with all due respect to the travel guru and the travel industry in general, I've been traveling independently for many years,
okay.
especially extensively the last 9 years. And travel to Southeast Asia is among the safest places you can go, and I would recommend not doing it with an escorted tour, but doing it on your own. It's very easy. And if you want to meet local people, you can do that much more easily if you're not on a guided tour. And you can make reservations through TripAdvisor, and it's very easy to do on your own. There's no problem whatsoever. And to do a little plug, I do a very extensive blog about all of our trips called Vagabonding at 60. If you Google that, you can read about my trips to Southeast Asia, South America, Europe, all, and many other parts of the world as well. But independent travel is a much different experience than going with a guided tour.
Okay, but you didn't really say, Amy, that it was necessarily dangerous and get a guide.
Not at all. It was more if you don't have the travel experience.
Right. Now, our last caller obviously has a good amount of experience.
Yeah.
And so his blog might be interesting for those looking to do that. Paul in Johnstown. Paul, you're on.
Hi, I have a question about checked luggage on an airplane.
All right.
I understand there's a weight limit of 50 pounds.
That's correct.
Is there a size limit to a suitcase? I just broke a suitcase. I want to replace it, and I can't get the same size one. I was wondering if there's any limit on that.
Well, I know there's a size limit for the carry-on.
Yeah, but how about checked luggage?
For checked luggage, I don't believe. It's mostly just by weight. It's by weight.
And 50 pounds is the limit?
50 pounds.
So you can't be bringing gold or lead or anything. You have to keep it light.
Well, per bag.
All right, fair enough. Paul,
but then you can pay if you have more. You know, the airlines are charging anyhow for the luggage. So if you want to pay more, you can bring another bag. And
all right, and I assume
but
you can
find... The size of the individual bag is not 50, a problem?
Yeah, each bag cannot weigh more than 50 pounds.
So volume doesn't count. It's merely weight.
Correct.
Okay. Paul, thanks a lot for the call. Steve in Westford. Steve, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You were questioning whether the legroom on the airlines has gotten any smaller or anything. Yeah. I saw an article, I'm not sure where it was, I think it might have been the Wall Street Journal the other day, but they said that, yes, indeed, there is a phenomenon in the airline industry called the densification of the planes.
Yeah.
And they have reduced the legroom from, and I'm not sure these numbers are correct, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 34 inches for legroom down to like 31 inches. So that's a substantial tightening. And they've also made where maybe a plane would have four across, now there'll be five across instead of four. So there is a industry-wide trend to cram more, the seats closer together on the planes.
So maybe we're just seeing the result of that.
Could be, yes. There's a difference of opinion in our household as to whether the person leaning back is at fault or the person with the knee defender is at fault.
That's a great question, and I guess you probably need an ombudsman, right?
Yeah. I don't know if the twain will ever meet on that one.
Well played. Steve, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551. Liz in Ballston Spa. Liz.
Oh, hi. It was curious because I've tried a number of times to reach you and wanted to ask a question about the trains that go across the U.S. And which train would you recommend? Would you recommend flying to Chicago and taking Amtrak or getting up into Canada and taking their train? The plan is to, you know, go across country. My son lives in Portland, Oregon. Maybe go across, go up to Vancouver, take a look around the Olympic Peninsula, and then head down to Portland to visit him.
What do you think, Amy?
Well, you could do it either way. I know with the Via Rail, the Canadian Rail, you can get that. You can do it right from Montreal and go across, which is very nice. Or, you know, you could do across the U.S., you know, start here, go to Chicago, and then go across from there.
Do they have the sleeper cars from Montreal? Because that's the one thing about starting from Chicago on Amtrak is the only time that you get the sleeper car is
That's why we
from
did it,
Chicago.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. The Via Rail, yes, they do have sleepers.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be great, Liz. My wife and I, when we were planning our honeymoon, that was one of the options, and we opted not to do it. But it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And you go right across.
It sounds like a nice way to see a lot
of.
My dad did it probably, God, he would have been over 100, probably about 50 years ago. He did the trip for more than 50 years ago when I was little, and he just raved about it, and I've always wanted to do it.
There's nothing like being rocked to sleep in a sleeper car. It's awesome. I don't use
All
that
right.
word often. Thanks a lot, Liz.
Thanks.
Bye now. Let's go to Paula in South Hadley. Paula, you're on with Amy Gerling.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Just wanted to ask a question about my daughter and a bunch of her friends who are seniors have approached us about taking a trip in March together. And I was just wondering, I'm not advocating my role as a parent, but I just wanted to ask you, do you think it's too young for 18-year-olds as a group to be traveling, six of them together. And if you could make any recommendations for the girls.
That's a heavy moral question, Amy.
I know. Tread lightly.
Well, I'm just thinking back in the day. Back in the day.
Yes.
Well, no, not just back in the day. Within the past few years, I have sent groups of 18, you have to be 18.
Yep.
To, like, Cancun.
Uh-huh.
All-inclusives in Cancun. Very popular.
Okay.
Well, you sound skeptical, Paul.
Are you thinking of having them go like there, or just like the Florida Keys?
Well, they wanted to go someplace warmer. It would be March, that they have their break in March. And we are thinking about going with them and not impinging on them, but at least being there. You know, we thought about Aruba, but they're pretty responsible girls. But, you know, based on certain things that have happened, you never know what's going to happen. So I didn't, if it's an all-inclusive and they're there all the time, that's another plus. As opposed to going out and going to, for example,
venturing on your own, or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would say just make them get jobs and hang out for the summer.
Okay.
Everybody wins except them. Paula, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Richard in Massachusetts. Holly, you're on, Richard.
Hi, I have a question. I'd like to take an Amtrak from Massachusetts to Virginia. I wonder if I need a valid ID either to purchase tickets or to board a train.
Well, you do need ID, but you don't need a passport. If just in the U.S.?
Right, Massachusetts to Virginia. No. I didn't know if it was like airplanes where I needed proof of ID to get tickets or to board.
Well, with like Amtrak, you just need your, like, photo ID. A driver's license is fine.
So you do need an ID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No problem at all. Let's go over to Rich in Wilton. Rich, you'll be the last one. About 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, quick question. Difference between a visa and a passport, and is it expensive to use a travel agent to book an airplane to Florida?
All right.
Okay. The difference between a visa and a passport.
Yes.
Well, for U.S. citizens, you don't really need visas going to most destinations. Like off the top of my head, I know if you were to go to Brazil, you would need a visa. If you were going to Australia, you would need a visa. But passports are good for 10 years, and that's to travel throughout the world.
Okay, so a passport.
You just need a passport.
Trump's a visa. Then.
Yeah.
All right, and
absolutely.
What about the second part of that? We only have about 15 seconds, Amy. Is it more expensive to fly to Florida through a travel agent? I believe was the question, right, Rich?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
it isn't. Okay.
Good. That was a fast answer.
We try and get you the best.
Thank you very much.
Rich, we're out of time. Amy Girling, thank you for coming today. We appreciate it very much. Hope you come back.
I want to keep on talking.
You know what? We'll turn the mics off and you and I can chat it up. Thanks to everybody who called. Thanks to you for listening at home. Support comes from the Honest Weight Food Co-op located at 100 Watervliet Avenue in Albany, offering local and organic produce, groceries, specialty foods, and more. HonestWeight.coop. Kent Hicks Construction, West Chesterfield, Massachusetts, specializing in energy efficient, net zero, passive house, home building, deep energy retrofits, and historical restorations, serving Western Massachusetts. KentHicksConstruction.com. TIAA Cref Financial Services, TIAA.org for more information. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC, and Teachers Personal Investor Services, Inc. And Storm King Arts Center, a 500-acre sculpture park in Orange County, New York, offering programs for children and adults, Sundays at 1 p.m., stormking.org. Thanks again for listening. More information can be found on our website, VoxPop. WAMC.org/VoxPop is the best way to get there. Thanks to Zach Malloy. Thanks to Colleen O'Connell, who answered the phones. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein-Marshall. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, it is The Astronomy Show with the one, the only Bob Berman. Stay tuned now for a news update.